Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2549. Tired of Being Tired by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, a couple of days ago, I read to you an article that gave us some tips on how to get the best sleep possible. We're going to continue with that idea today, and I have a feeling we just might hear some common themes based on the last time we discussed this topic. So, with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Tired of Being Tired by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Quote, I cannot get to sleep tonight. I toss and turn and flop. I try to count some fluffy sheep while over a fence they hop. I try to think of pleasant dreams, of places really cool. I do not know why I cannot sleep. I slept just fine at school. Kathy Kenny Marshall. Sweet sleep. It's the stuff some of us can only dream of. Yet sleep is essential for best brain performance. It's the one thing that can never be up for negotiation in any shape or form if we are serious about wanting to get the best out of our brain every day. Keeping on top of everything and still operating at a high level takes time and effort. With big days, long hours, and multiple demands on our time, managing our energy to get through everything can be more than a bit of a juggle. But have you ever noticed how, despite doing all the right things, such as eating well, doing our exercise, and chilling out, we sometimes still feel really tired? It's often because the one thing that our brain needs the most gets overlooked or shortchanged. We get so busy with our to-do lists and always urgent deadlines, we look to extend our brain's working hours, shaving off a little bit of sleep time here and there. Sleep is still sometimes seen as a bit of a nuisance. If we didn't have to deal with the inconvenience of losing valuable work time from sleeping, just imagine how much more we could get done. Except it doesn't work that way. Sleep is the time when our brain is working at its hardest, consolidating long-term memory, deepening our understanding, creating new ideas, and regulating our emotions. Insufficient sleep over a period of time leads to an acquired sleep debt, and the result is we feel tired, chronically tired. Why this matters so much is that sleep deprivation is associated with poorer health. We are at an increased risk of high blood pressure, stroke, obesity, depression, and cognitive decline. It also has a huge impact on our performance that can cost us dearly. At the individual level, it costs us our ability to learn well, to form memories, and recall information. It reduces our ability to pay attention, reduces accuracy so we are more prone to errors. We make worse decisions. we suffer more foggy thinking, and it makes us irritable and snappy. At the societal level, with roughly 10% of the Australian population suffering from some sort of sleep disorder, there's clearly a lot of it about. There are many reasons why we don't always get a good night's sleep. Some factors may be outside our control, but there are many that are in our control. How we choose to live and work can often lead to poorer sleep. Have a listen to the following statements and ask yourself if any of these apply to you, and if so, how much is it impacting your ability to do your work and do it well? By the way, it's important to be honest here. There can be a big difference between knowing the right answer and what we actually do. You regularly work extended hours or pull all-nighters to get all your work done. You frequently use your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or computer in the evenings or at night. Your boss or work expects to be able to contact you outside normal work hours by phone, text, or email and get a response. You work hard all day long from start to finish. There's rarely time to take a break, let alone stop for lunch other than eating al desco, and you have a bladder with the capacity any self-respecting camel would be proud to have. You have enough annual leave accumulated to not have to work for the next 6 months. Your self-care plan consists of a half a bottle of wine in front of some brain-dead TV or an ad hoc arrangement to meet your pals at the gym, which might happen one day when you're not so busy. You frequently wake up feeling as if you've only just gotten off to sleep. You're tired even before the day has started. If it's not your partner snoring like a wildebeest or the dog taking up all the space, your sleep time is one long interruption after another. Fatigue has become your constant companion. You can't remember what it feels like to not feel tired. Coffee is your essential go-to to stay awake and alert in the morning. Or you've canceled dinner dates and social activities because you're too tired to go out and enjoy them. How well we work depends on the energy we bring to work, and that means ensuring our brain is cognitively refreshed after 7 to 8 hours of great sleep. If sleep is something you think you could do with more of, learning and implementing good brain hygiene is all about regularity, starting with keeping to a regular sleep schedule, having a wind-down ritual, taking regular brain breaks during the day, exercising regularly, keeping the sleep cave just for sleeping and for those intimate moments, turning off technology 2 to 3 hours before bedtime, and avoiding sleep poison like alcohol, big meals before bedtime, and caffeine. Getting a better night's sleep is part of the brain fitness program that helps you create a fit and healthy brain optimized for high performance. You just listened to the post titled Tired of Being Tired by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. See, I told you there'd be some recurring themes that you probably heard a couple of days ago. Now, whenever multiple experts in the field agree on something like how to get better sleep and multiple research studies support their advice, it probably means we should consider their recommendations. And when it comes to trying to get better sleep, we may not have to do everything listed. Instead, incorporating one or two of these recommendations may be just enough to get us on the right track. And then, once we get that good night's sleep, it usually creates a pattern where then we don't have to nap or rely on as much coffee during the day, which then helps us get better sleep the next night, and then better sleep the following night. You see the pattern. So again, maybe just start with one or two of these suggestions and see how it goes. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.